Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. I hope you're having a great start to your week. In this episode, we want to be talking about healthy and fit holiday habits because it's getting close and I can just smell all of my favorites. And we're going to be talking with an expert, a coach, entrepreneur, Sharlani Langhoff. And of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion of the week, app suggestion, repurpose suggestion, and book suggestion for the week. But this week's question is, what do you do to stay healthy and fit during the holiday? One of the things I do is I always take that after dinner walk. And I also wanted to share with you some comments from previous questions. And one of the questions was, do you have a business? And Sold by Elisa on Twitter said she is a realtor. So I thank you for your responses, whether you respond via LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. So a fact before I share with you my interview is, according to 2013 statistics, these are a little dated, but I'm sure they have done nothing but increase. 88% of Americans eat turkey on Thanksgiving Day. Only 65% of Americans eat turkey on Christmas Day. 1/6 of all turkey sold in the U.S. is consumed Thanksgiving. For turkey farmers, nothing is bigger than Thanksgiving. 20% of the cranberries are consumed in the U.S. are consumed during Thanksgiving week. And for cranberry farmers, there is nothing bigger than Thanksgiving. Well, our wonderful and exciting guest is Sharlani, and she is the founder of Team Live Life Happy, an online fitness and business influencer. Her job is to help people become leaders in their own lives and to live healthy physically, mentally, and financially. And she provides them tools, resources, and everything they need to get started and mentor them along the way. Sharlani has created an online community where they focus not only on nutrition and workouts, but also on the mindset and finding organization and life and balance and living a healthy lifestyle. She believes that the release of extra weight comes when you learn to love where you are right now, let go of the guilt, and not determine your worth by the number on the scale. Once you learn to accept where you are now and have released all the things that you got you here and focus on becoming healthier and stronger, the game absolutely changes. Her passion is finding and helping people who really want to level up in life and make big changes for the better. She feels that being organized within your health and fitness journey also helps you become organized in all areas of your life. She truly believes that if you are not taking care of your physical body, you will not become the best version of yourself. In today's fast-paced world, we all need all the energy we can get, and being organized in your daily life, getting you in your workouts, and eating healthy foods are essential in finding success and becoming the best you ever. Now I'm going to be sharing my interview with Sharlani, and you can read her complete bio on the show page. Well, listeners, it's the holidays, and with everything else going on, sometimes we just stress about what we're eating, our exercise routine. And, you know, really, during the holidays, we shouldn't stop. We need to figure out a way to incorporate it, and we also need to figure out how we can enjoy the holidays. Just because you're in fitness and you are, you know, eating certain types of food doesn't mean you can't enjoy the holidays, which is why I put on an expert. It is Sharlani Langhoff. And she is the founder of Team Live Life Happy, an online fitness and business influencer. So excuse me, listeners, but I've been going through the whole allergy thing. But I am here and I am excited. So Sharlani, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
So before we start on the strategies on how we really can enjoy the holidays and be healthy and fit, what made you decide to do what you're doing?
Well, you know, I, so my job really is to help people to become leaders in their own lives and to be healthy, not just physically, but mentally and financially if they want that as well. But I love helping other people to do what I do, and I love sharing what I have learned because it just makes you healthier, happier, and it allows you to live the life that you've always wanted. And I found that I was just turning 40 and I realized that, well, I say realized, like I didn't know it was creeping up there, but I had 50 pounds, you know, to lose, and I knew that I needed to do something. And I had in the past, I tried everything from the pills to the starvation diets, all those fad diets and those new things. I tried everything, but nothing really stuck. And, you know, I say that I was a fast food junkie, and whatever was the quickest and easiest way was what I wanted to do, because, you know, we want it to come off really fast and we want it to be easy. So I realized that, you know, yeah, maybe in that first week you lose 5 pounds, but it always seems to creep back up. And I realized that I really needed to make a lifestyle change. It needed to be something that I could do forever. So I decided to look into what clean eating was all about, and I had no idea what clean eating was. I was addicted to sugar and Diet Coke. That was like my biggest thing. And I was a binge eater. No bag of Oreos was safe in this house. I still keep them away till this day. But, you know, I didn't grow up in a healthy household. You know, my family was all about the crispy food and the Hawaiian food that is loaded with fat and all the sugary desserts. So I was pretty much starting from scratch. And I knew that I needed to just dig deep, and exercise was always something that I dreaded. And even till this day, it's not something I love to do, but I know I need it. And I know that my body feels better when I stretch it out and I get the blood flowing. And I feel better when I dial in my nutrition. And I feel that it's important to have those peaks and valleys of dialing in your nutrition and locking it down. And sometimes you've got to be in the season of locking it down and keeping the sugar away and minimizing your carbs and eat healthy carbs. And but there's also going to be seasons of let's enjoy a little bit. Let's let loose a little bit. Because, you know, they say what, YOLO, you only live once, and you got to eat the foods that, you know, bring you happiness and joy. And even though I always try to preach the don't use food to find your joy, find other things to fill that for yourself. But I know food is joy for us sometimes. And during the holiday season, especially, it's like this is when you have those special cookies or those special cakes and things like that. So those are just things that, you know, I love helping people get through and push through because it's what I needed. And I needed to help other people because in doing that, I was helping myself too.
And it's interesting you say, excuse me, about the foods you grew up with, excuse me, because for me, it was the fried foods. It was all about the fried foods, fried chicken here, this fried, that fried. And one of the things, like you said, I had to learn as an adult is I still enjoy it, but I've learned I don't have it in my house. So I will not fry chicken here. I'll go out and have it. So what are some of the things that we need to just stop doing during the holidays when it comes to our fitness and our food?
Okay, so I have five tips, I think, that I want you to kind of keep in mind as we go through this holiday season. The first one is don't get away from your routine. Stick to your workout schedule. Stick to your nutrition plan. And this type of year is so uber busy, but if you start neglecting yourself and you put yourself on the back burner, at least for me, that's when everything kind of falls apart and really starts to unravel. So I make the time to get in my exercise. I make the time to meal prep so that I can stay on track with my nutrition most of the time. And staying organized in your schedule is so important too. Because if you don't use some kind of time management planner, and I know there are a bazillion out there, but if you don't already do that, now is a really good time to start, because staying focused and intentional with your time is really the key to staying sane at this time of year. And with all of the parties and the get-togethers and the family and friend visits, right? You have to plan all of that out. So, you know, you need to know where you need to be, when you need to be there, who you're going to see, how long that is supposed to take, because, you know, you could do something that should take you 2 hours. It turns into 4, and then, oh my gosh, right? The day is gone and you've not gotten anything accomplished. And that happens, at least for me, a lot during this time of year when you're going shopping even. You know, I am very strategic in what I'm doing with my time, and I allot a certain amount of time and I get more done that way. The second thing is stop binge eating. I was a class A binge eater, and truly I go into the holiday season, or I went into the holiday season with the mindset that we had a hall pass because it's the holiday season and I can eat whatever I want. And we only get these foods once a year. So I'm going to enjoy all the things, but really Thanksgiving is one day. Christmas is one day. And maybe you can count Christmas Eve in there as another day and maybe other days here and there, but we don't need to eat all the things every single day of November and December. And like I said before, you know, don't get me wrong, here in my house, we make the brown sugar cookies and those special things that mean tradition to us, but we make it a couple days before Christmas, or we make it, you know, to send out to other people, because I am very much a big batch kind of a maker for all the things. And when you make the brown sugar, like, I don't even know how to make brown sugar cookies without making 100. So those are things that you plan for that. Like, okay, mom, I'm sending you all these things, or neighbors, here you go. So you can still have the tradition and share the wealth a little bit. You don't have to eat them all and keep them all in your house. The other tip about Halloween is buy your candy the day before Halloween. Don't buy it 2 to 3 weeks before Halloween, or else you're going to eat half of it and you're going to have to go buy more anyways. So that helps with those binge eating things. Plan a little bit as to what you're going to do with the food that you've got on hand after you make those things, and, you know, plan a little bit about how you're going to feel and know and anticipate how you're going to feel when you have those things in front of you. So maybe you can get a little bit in front of that binge eating type of a feeling, because you know, like, okay, these are going to be here. This is how my best, healthiest self is going to deal with this. My third thing is stop going with the flow. You do not have to eat all the things that everybody else around you is eating. And I know that peer pressure. I have a family sometimes who are like, oh, but I made this just for you. Like, we all have that aunt who says, I slaved in the kitchen for 2 days to make this pie and you only want a bite? Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, I don't want to feel sick tomorrow, and I don't want to have to detox for the next 2 weeks because I have this huge pie in front of me. Like, at some point you have to draw that line in the sand and say, okay, this is my goal and this is my journey that I'm on, and thank you so much for loving me enough to make me this wonderful pie, but it doesn't mean you have to eat all of it. You don't have to. So have a little bit of a bite or two or three, you know, and enjoy it, savor all the tastes in there, but you don't have to eat the whole entire thing. And be the example, right? Because if you have a family like I kind of have sometimes, and they're shoving all this food in front of you that's so unhealthy, be the example and set it for them. And it's one of my things that keeps me on track, actually. It fuels me to know that if I can do this, you can do this too. And when my family is watching, I know they're watching and I'm thinking, okay, they can see that I'm doing this. And if I can do it, so can they. So be that example for them as well. Don't forget about your goals. If your goal is to be the healthiest and the best version of yourself, remember that before you go into a potentially difficult eating situation, remind yourself of, you know, what your goals are. Take a moment to look at that bigger picture and remind yourself too of how you're going to feel when you've been strong throughout that party. Because you're going to feel so much more empowered that you enjoyed a few bites. You're going to feel satisfied that way rather than defeated because you inhaled a gallon of ice cream or you drank 5 bottles of wine or you ate a platter of cookies. That empowerment comes from overcoming that struggle. And the final tip is, don't not enjoy yourself. I never tell anybody, you know, if you're really, really craving something, have a couple bites of it. Don't neglect yourself because that leads to binge eating. And that was one of the things when I was struggling through that binge eating part of my life, that journey, it's kind of like, why? What are we doing? And it is, it's because you neglect, and you're not allowing yourself to just have a little bit of it that you go into it and it's, I want all of it because I'm never going to have it again, or this is the last time I'm going to have this, so I need to eat the whole thing. And if you change that mindset to just, I'm going to enjoy a little bit right now, that absolutely helps. And I like to say too that, you know, just in general, when I am in lockdown mode, meaning I don't allow some of those little extra binges, I like to say, I can have that. I just can't have that right now, because it helps you to kind of remind yourself of the bigger picture, and you're in goal mode right now and you can have it when you want it. The beautiful thing is when you start implementing balanced nutrition and you start eating those vegetables. And I know sometimes if you're not already on that track, you're like, I could never, that was me. I could never eat, you know, vegetables most and all of those things, but you can. And you have to push through that, because the more you eat healthy, that's what you're going to crave. And you're eventually, believe it or not, you're no longer going to crave all of that sugary food. In fact, it's going to make you sick. Because several years ago, I would have said, oh, I would never give up Diet Coke. Like, it's all I drank all the time. And now I don't even think about it. And it's something that for me was one of my biggest transformations, because I never would have thought that I would give that up. I mean, I was 20 years plus of, you know, 24 sodas a day. And it's one of those things where you get rid of it and life kind of changes for the better.
A couple of things you were saying. One, you know, it reminded me of when I realized about, you know, I love cookies and I love sweets, but I realized one year that I cannot go to the cookie baking party and eat cookies and then go to a friend's house who has like a dessert layout from the front door to the back door and just try to consume everything. So it was like about balance. It was like, you know, I'll go to the cookie making party. I will make cookies. I may take a bite or two, but I'll really reserve myself for the dessert extravaganza, which I call it. So that, you know, and then about the vegetables, one thing that I never really thought I would enjoy is Brussels sprouts. And I had them and they were like, oh my goodness. And now it's like I can eat almost like a bowl of them because just the way they're made. So you're so right about that. It's like just enjoying it, but just figuring out what works for you. So
exactly. And you would be surprised if you make things just a little bit different. You might actually enjoy that. And we were talking about fried foods earlier, and that's how I grew up. Like we always called it meat and potatoes, right? We just had, that was what our dinner was. And the vegetable was whatever doused in butter. But our fried food was always in vegetable oil, always. And I had the pork chops in the fried chicken. Like, yeah, all that stuff was all cooked in vegetable oil. Switch it up, change it, use coconut oil, use extra virgin olive oil. Those are healthy fats and those actually help your body. So even just making that one small tweak absolutely will help. And, you know, use sea salt rather than table salt, because sea salt, you need a lot less for that same benefit, like bang for the buck. And those are things that for sure will help you to try different flavors of things. And, you know, if you were 10 years old and you hated Brussels sprouts and now you're like 30, try it again. You never know. Because one of my favorite things is Brussels sprouts in the air fryer or roasted in the oven. Oh my gosh, the absolute best. And I like mine very, very crispy with a little bit of sea salt. Extra virgin olive oil. Love it. My favorite vegetable.
Wow. So in all that you do, you know, for your business, for your family, because you have a very active family, how do you manage to, one, stay healthy, fit, but really organized during the holiday? I mean, you shared a few strategies with us, but how do you do it?
So I'm a planner, plain and simple. I plan everything out. And being a busy mom, you know, I was a hockey mom, a cheer mom, a dance mom. You know, I was everywhere all the time. And I realized that I had to, no matter what, plan out my day. Some days, minute by minute, like that's how busy we can actually be. And I am diligent in my morning routine, which absolutely fills my cup so that I feel like I have more to give. And I truly believe that you can't pour from an empty cup. It's so true that you have to put yourself first. And it's not selfish to take time for yourself. It's necessary, especially if you're a mom or a caretaker of anybody else. Like, you have to fill that cup so you have more to give to other people. And I make time to do the things that are priorities and are important to me. So I get up and I work out for 30 to 45 minutes each day. I plug into my online accountability community throughout my day, every day, because for me, surrounding myself with other like-minded people is absolutely what keeps me on track and keeps me focused and reminds me of the goals that we are working through. And getting healthy and staying healthy, it's not easy. But when you have a tribe and a community behind you who have gone through those same struggles or are going through those same struggles, you push together. And it's so much easier to really stay on track and to stay healthy and to make healthier choices. And, you know, whenever I have that struggle of somebody saying, no, eat this, I made this for you or whatever, I can go into my community and be like, oh my gosh, she just said this to me, what do I do? And, you know, you would have 50 people coming back to you like, don't do it, it's okay. Or have a bite, it's all right, we understand, because they understand what you're going through. So that for me, staying healthy, staying fit, staying organized, it's all kind of a whole. Like, it's all the same thing. Like, you have to be organized to be healthy because you have to make time to get things in. And I love all things time management. That's like one of the things that I touch on all the time, because you have to really look at your schedule, and you have to look at your planner, and you have to learn how to manage your time so that you can fit it all in, and you can fit in the workouts and fit in meal prepping, because those things take time. And if you just leave it to the wayside, it's never going to get done. Ever. I don't wing anything. Well, some days I do. I mean, I will say there are some days that come by and I'm a flipping hot mess, but most days I feel like I have it together at least somewhat. And I have a schedule that I follow, and I block out my time, and I work from a list, and I stay intentional with what I'm doing with my time. So you got to make time to fit it all in.
And that is great advice, because like you said, you have to be organized. I mean, I wanted to take a walk. I needed to do my 30 minutes. So it was like, okay, when can I schedule it in? And then I just did it. And I love seeing your meal prep. You know, when you have everything on the counter, you've got your containers, and then you show everything in the refrigerator after you prepared it. I mean, it's really inspiring, because like that's one of the things that I really started doing to help me eat healthier. Because yes. My blood pressure was going up, because, you know, I would be out with a client and I'd be hungry. So I'm going to grab whatever's close by. And a lot of times it wasn't healthy. So that really helps me. And like you said, it saves so much time, because when you're tired, but you know you have to eat, all you have to do is grab something in the refrigerator and just pop it in the microwave. So
it saves you time for sure.
And it does. It really does. You have provided so many tips. So how can people follow you? Because if you don't follow her on Instagram, you need to. But how can people follow you and connect with you?
So the majority of my audience and where I spend most of my time is on Instagram. I am there every day, all day, throughout the day. And I can be found at _Charlani_. So it's _CHARLANI_. And I pretty much share just about everything on there. You're going to see a little family. You're going to see a little dog. You're going to see a little morning routine. You're going to see a little meal prep. Like, you're going to see the things that go on. It's kind of like my behind the scenes. But I love to give tips and share what I've learned and really try to be a resource for people who want to get their lives in order, like, you know, physically, mentally, just more organized in general. So for the quickest response, that's the best way to find and message me. I'm there all the time. And of course, you can email me. My email address is charlani.livelifehappy@gmail.com. And I am always happy to have conversations with people who want to learn more and make changes and do all the things.
And listeners, as always, I will have a link to Charlani on the show page so you can connect with her directly. And I thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. You know, I really walked away with a few strategies that I can implement this holiday season so I can be fit, I can be healthy, and I can enjoy the holidays.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
So what were your takeaways from Charlani's interview? There were a lot of things that made me think. One of the things that I know that I want to do, and I hope I get the support of family and friends, is maybe after the big Thanksgiving dinner, we all put our coats on and we just take a walk around the block. Just to kind of just stay in a healthy mindset, because we all are going to enjoy food. I know I'm going to enjoy food, and Charlani says she's going to enjoy food, but it's just the way you do it and how you incorporate, as she shared, into your life, and just how you can really be organized and doing everything. And of course, her link is on the show page. I would suggest you follow her. I would suggest you definitely follow her via Instagram. She truly is inspiring, I should say. So now we're going to talk about some tips in my Taylor's Tip Time on just being healthy and fit. And Charlani has probably already covered them. But number one, schedule dates and times when you will exercise. That's one of the things that I do, is every morning I know between this time and this time I'm going to exercise. And it keeps me focus on point. Number two, get somebody you're accountable to. Now, they don't necessarily have to be there physically, but one of the things I do is I text my girlfriend like, hey, I exercised, hey, I walked, or I post. And I do belong to a Facebook group
for fellow walkers. So we always post what we walk each day. And that's my way of accountability. Number 5, make it fun. Yes, I walk. Some of you are runners. Some of you bike. But make it fun. I make sure that I change my scenery every now and then. I recently walked across the Ben Franklin Bridge, and that was just a beautiful thing. And actually, I want to be able to incorporate that into my schedule and do that at least once a month. Plan your meals, but not only the meals that you do weekly, but also plan how you're going to navigate the holidays. As I shared, and a lot of you have already heard, I make sure when I go to the cookie making party, I only maybe take a couple of bites so that I prepare myself for the dessert feast so that I can enjoy that as well. And don't be too hard on yourself. It's 5, because we are all going to enjoy the holidays. And yes, we may, you know, eat a little bit more than we should. But you know what? The key is knowing that and maybe doing something. For me, it may be taking an extra trek around the block, or maybe at the next party eating less. So however you need to navigate it. But the holidays are truly here to enjoy. And for those of you who may decide, you know what, Janet, it's getting at the end of the year and it's time for me to get organized. And maybe I need to be a part of a group. Maybe I need somebody to keep me accountable. Well, think about joining my Get My Life Totally Organized group. It's a wonderful group, a wonderful community of women where they share their things they've achieved and also their frustrations, and they share tips with each other. I come on regularly to motivate and inspire and even share what I'm doing in my life in regards to organizing, but also provide them with strategies on how they can do it well. So check out my website and go to the Get My Life Totally Organized page with all the details. It's a $7 monthly investment. And that investment gives you access to me. So whether you post a video or post a photo, I will respond and give you from point A to point B to point C strategies on how to clear that clutter and get organized. But maybe you're listening and thinking, Janet, I really need some one-on-one help because my thing is massive. Well, go to my website, click on the link where you can have a 15-minute free strategy session with me so I can hear what your frustrations are and your challenges are. And we can talk and see if I would be the best fit to work with you and help you, because I truly believe that everybody can get organized, but everybody's timeline is going to be different. Life happens, work happens, things happen, but I truly would love to be your partner on your journey to be living an organized life. So make sure you just go to my website and click the link for the 15-minute free consultation. Well, of course, I want to thank you for following me via social media, for your likes, your retweets, your comments. And of course, I want you to check out my Pinterest board, where you can check out my tips, you know, the boards on organized kitchen, healthy living, it's all about time, and so much more. So you can truly enjoy this holiday season. Well, today is Monday, and tomorrow is Tuesday. And you know what it is? It's Toss It Tuesday time. And this week, I want you to go in there and clean out the pantry and get rid of the spices and everything else that's expired so you can make room for all the wonderful things and ingredients you will be buying over the next several weeks. For my app suggestion is one that I've given in the past, Eat Right for Your Blood Type. Sometimes we need to know all of those details. My product suggestion is a set of 6 stackable storage containers for your refrigerator. And of course, my repurpose suggestion is 10 cans, because a lot of times we get 10 cans, we get cookies in them, we get cakes in them, we get all kinds of things. So think about other ways of repurposing those in your home. One of the things that I do is I have a 10 can, which belonged to my mother, and I'm not ready to let go, and it has nothing but pearls in it, because I inherited her pearls, and I had pearls, and my girlfriend's giving me pearls. So all of my pearls are in that wonderful 10 can. My book selection for this week is the rainbow diet, the rainbow diet, because they said our plate really should look like a rainbow with all the beautiful, beautiful colors of all of the wonderful foods that we should be eating. And my quote for this week is one healthy meal at a time. One healthy meal at a time. We are all on this journey together, so it's just one meal at a time. Well, I'm looking forward to upcoming episodes because we still got managing your emotions and your mouth coming. Woo, for the holidays and, of course, the stress-free holidays. So I thank you so much for listening and be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and of course on your social media network. And please visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. Until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, but most of all, have an organized week.
Organization is the quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.